The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where Jesus was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 p.m. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. When you're a seminarian, you have these images of what it will be like to be a priest. And you look forward to that day of your ordination with anticipation. And then it happens. And for the first couple years of your priesthood, all of those images you had seem to be proving themselves out. It's truly rainbows and unicorns. But you can't be satisfied with that. So you wait for the day that you can finally be named a pastor and have a parish to call your own. Well, shortly after I was assigned to be pastor of St. Vincent de Paul in Shepherd and St. Leo in Wynn, gathered together with some of the priests from our deer camp, and one of the more seasoned of the group looked up from his cigar at me and said, "Well, congratulations on your first parish. Just remember this. If you aren't making somebody mad, you're not doing your job." Which kind of threw me for a bit of a loop. What do you mean, making people mad? What he meant was, anytime you're in a position where you have to make a decision, you're going to have one group of people that's happy with that decision. You're going to have another group that's unhappy with it. And you're going to have a group somewhere in the foggy middle that doesn't care one way or the other. So I think it's very obvious that I make a lot of decisions. But one particular day, many years ago, I had one of those days in the office where it seemed like no matter what I tried, no matter how hard I worked, no matter how patient I seemed to be, I couldn't make anybody happy about anything. And as the day wore on, my blood pressure increased, my frustration got deeper, and as I went home, first thing I did was let the dog out, went right to the freezer, grabbed a glass, filled it with ice, got some medicine, let the dog in, and plopped down on the couch. And I was literally, I was physically tense. You know that feeling where you can, your neck starts to hurt, your back hurts, and you're just kind of trying to catch your breath. You're seething a little bit. And unbeknownst to me, the chocolate lab I had at the time, who was anything but stealthy most of the time, she would growl if she wanted something. She'd push into you if she needed to be petted. She managed to sneak up the edge of the couch without me even knowing she was there, come down alongside of me, lay down softly, and flop her head on my lap and just kind of look at me. Well, that effort that she made took all of that tension, all of that stress, and just kind of went like you're letting the air out of a balloon. It just went away. And she calmed me down. Well, I'm sure at least half of you are saying, why is he telling us this? Because it relates directly to the gospel. When the disciples ask Jesus, where are you staying? And he says, come and see. Jesus is that calming presence, that dog's head laying on your lap, that one that is with us in the most difficult and trying times, be it a day full of stress and anger, be it a day of grief and tears, or be it a day of loneliness and isolation. Where Jesus stays is intimately close to those people he loves, namely each one of us. And those disciples that were willing to follow him and find out the answer learned that quite quickly. And we need to learn it as well. That there's never a time, there's never a moment where we are fully isolated without support and love and compassion. Because Jesus stays with us and promises never to leave.